Blog Talk Radio. Hey everyone, this is Good Golly Miss Holly. Welcome everyone this evening. And I have a very special guest with me. He is a very, very well-known psychic and a dear friend, and his name is Journey Ryan. Journey, are you there with us, sweetie? Journey? Okay, so Journey seems to have, we're having some problems with Journey today. I don't know what's going on there. Let me see if I can get him on for you. Journey, are you here? Yeah, hey. How's it going?
I'm good. All of a sudden, it told me I was unmuted. Now I can talk.
Yay.
I was like, okay.
So we have a few people that are lined up to get readings from us. Journey is going to help us get some readings. Do you want to tell everybody about you a little bit first, Journey?
Well, yeah, those of you who've been on Blog Talk Radio and have been listening for, you know, the last 10 years know that I had a radio show for 10 years here on here with Blog Talk, and I took a little bit of a break, but making a comeback to the radio and doing some Facebook Lives. And but what I do and how I work is, you know, come to me with your question, know what you want in your head, know the question, but, you know, say it out loud so I can hear you, so I can pick up the energy that's coming with it, and the information that's going to flow with it. Now, I'm not going to tell you some fantasy story if it's not going to work out. There's a reason why it's not going to work out. We're going to see what that reason is and possibly give you the answer as to why. Or, you know, just like with any reading, this is just a sight to see what the future holds for you. You have all the ability in the world to change it. And that's also not what just things that is saying is not going to happen, but with the things that we're saying is going to happen. If you do something that's different, that we're saying stay away from that path, don't go that way, and you do it anyway, you can change your yes to a no. So
very true. Very,
readings
very.
Are very tricky, and knowledge is power. And having that knowledge can change the outcome. So we've got to be careful. That's why I always warn everybody, be careful with your readings and make sure you're listening to how they're coming through. Because, you know, I know we get excited because you're human. I mean, if you're getting what you want in the reading, you know, like I was telling one girl, I was like, look, I was like, you're going to get this job. Things are going to be good. I was like, but you got to make sure that you continue to keep putting forth the same energy that you have now forward, or it's going to change it. Well, she's like, well, you told me I had the job, so I just thought I had the job. I was like, doesn't work that way, honey. Does not work that way. If you lose the enthusiasm or you lose the track of what was going to happen originally, you lose out. But I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've had to help a lot of people. I love doing it, and I'm excited to be here today and be back on Blog Talk after 2 years, so ready to get back in business. And, you know, Holly and I we have a show too that's coming up here at the end of October, almost at October, and we're going to be doing some live shows on Facebook Live and Twitter, Instagram, and a few other social media sites that we're going to connect to, including YouTube Live.
So, and for all of those who want to know who to blame for me being on Blog Talk Radio, you're talking to him. So, here's a good idea.
Hey, if I see talent, I'm going to share it. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're the greatest. You're
hence the
greatest.
Reason for my psychic connection.
There you go. Yes. Yes. Ryan also owns his own psychic website where you can get readings. It's called mypsychicconnection.com. And I am going to be making my debut on there this week. So I'm very excited to be working with Ryan.
And we are excited as well.
Thank you so much. All right, let's go ahead and get started.
Let's do it.
First spoiler. Okay. Hi, you're on the air with Miss Holly and Ryan. How are you this evening?
Hi, Holly. I'm doing well. How are you? And hi, Ryan. It's been so long. This is Patricia. Surely missed you.
I'm glad
to hear from you. Yes. Oh, my God. I got so excited when I heard your voice and that laugh and that energy. Holly, oh, my God. This is my first time calling your show, so I love you too, Holly, but I love Ryan. So.
Yeah, Ryan is the bomb. He really is.
I love Ryan too. Yes. What can I say?
Well, my question today is I've been out of a relationship for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And I have been off and on dating one guy, his name is Owen, and the other guy is Edward. More so Edward before COVID, and somewhat Owen. And so I would like to know, do you see either one being maybe a potential for long-term relationship, or do you see me with someone else altogether?
Well, I can tell you right off the bat, the first thing I got is that they have potential, and that's what I can say about them is potential. Unfortunately, I don't see either one as your go-to. This is not, neither one of them are long-term. They're okay. Here right now to occupy your time and to give you some enjoyment. So don't stress yourself too much with either one. But when it comes to finding true love for yourself, I do feel like you will, you know, finish the year with these two. But as we go into the new year, going into the month of January, I would say closer to the end of it, because I keep seeing the 28th. It's just the number that's sticking out for you, that showing that new love walks through the door. Now, when I say this, to me, you're going to take a double take at this person because you can't. It's like one of those things. I can't believe you're real. Am I seeing this right? Am I hearing this right? Are you being real? What the thing is that your guards go up. Like you get guarded real fast. Like you feel like, I don't know about you. And it's because he seems too good to be true. So you automatically put your guards up, but you continue to keep talking. And that's what releases your guards. And then you start allowing him in. And then you start cutting ties with these other two guys. Because you don't want any, you know, because there's nothing serious between either one of them. And you're looking for commitment and someone who's going to be with you. These guys are like, they're like mopeds. They're fun to ride until someone catches you on one. And you don't want nothing to do with them after that. So, you know, they break down.
I love that analogy.
They break down. Take it to the junkyard and leave it. Someone else will pick it up and fix it up. You're not into fixing things right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to fix nobody else's mess. You've done a lot of fixing in your life, and you're tired of it. You're looking for something that's already fixed. It's ready to go. And if it breaks down, it's got auto shield. It takes care of itself. So it doesn't need you to sit there and continue to push you to pay attention to me, fix me, do this to me. Oh, I had a bad day, so I didn't talk to you. It's none of that. That's why I said when you talk to this person, you're not going to believe your eyes. And your guards go up, so it automatic caution. Like, you're like, well, you're a liar. That's going to be the first thing you think when you talk to this guy is that he's a liar and that he's blowing smoke. Because you already got two doing that right now, and you're all smoked out. So what I see with this is that you are going to the smoke will clear once you guys talk and you realize this man's keeping his word. But I'm going to leave it at that and let Holly go ahead and give her energy to you so you hear what she has to say as well.
Thank you so much, Journey.
Have you ever wanted to, you know, you want to ride a moped and it's fun, but then your friends catch you on one and you're like, I was just testing out for somebody else.
It's my turn. Be quiet. I'd like to tell you that this is not how we usually behave, but I would be lying. This is how we usually behave.
This is how her and I both behave.
It's always like this. Okay.
I love
so,
it.
Patricia, here's the thing. These two guys, I agree with Journey, okay? These two guys are not a good match for you interest-wise or intellectually. And that's why it's not going to go anywhere, okay? So, like he said, the end of January, you're going to meet someone that is going to have the same interests as you, is going to keep you intellectually stimulated. You're going to enjoy being around. And he's going to be like, where have you been all my life? And you're going to go, what in the world? Wait a minute. This is too good to be true. Just like Journey said. Okay. But the reason that you're going to feel that way is because you two are going to click like two pieces of a puzzle. Okay.
Wonderful.
So be on the lookout for that. All right. And he is not lying. He also is fairly well off. He does not need money from you, which apparently has been a problem in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So this one does not need your money or anything. So let him dine you, okay?
Yes.
And we're not talking about mopeds. We're talking about Rolls Royces.
This guy's got auto shield. He's got auto shield. He can take care of himself. That's the best part.
I don't know what auto shield is.
Well, you need to watch TV more often because there's commercial auto shield.
Okay, well, I watch PBS. Anyway, now that we've finished arguing with you, Patricia, is there anything else we can answer for you today?
No, you've both been wonderful. Oh, God, bless you both. Thank you for the message. I love you both. So glad to hear from you, Journey. Thank you for taking my call, Miss Holly and Journey. And continue to be safe. I love you.
Thank
God
you
bless
too.
You. Continue to be safe. And I would like to remain on the line. Yes. I would like
you
to remain on the line and continue to listen, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Anytime. Now, guys, I need to say something real quick, if you don't mind, Holly, is that a lot of people aren't seeing what's going on with these full moons. We came into the month of October on a full harvest moon. We're leaving the end of the month on Halloween on a full blue moon, which happens very rarely, and rarely has it ever happened where we opened up on a full moon and end on a full moon. So the energies are definitely strange and different. And people's personalities may seem a little off, a lot more emotional. On top of everything else that we've already been living through, we're just adding just a little bit more pressure on ourselves. So remember, when someone is acting overly emotional, remember to take the second to remind them, to remind yourself, they're feeling the effect. And we've got retrogrades going on right now. That's just adding more icing to the cake. So, I mean, we've got a cake with 400 pounds of icing, and we're all going to get diabetes if we're not careful.
Everything's to the extreme right now, guys. So,
yes.
Just be aware that you're hypersensitive to how people act and things like that. And take take everything that's going on right now as far as how people act and everything with a grain of salt and take a step back and breathe, guys. All right, let's take our next caller.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly and Journey. How are you this afternoon, evening?
I'm doing good. Good. My name is Suzanne. I just had a couple of questions I could ask.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay, my first one is I went on a job interview because the job I have is really not a fit for me, plus I'm moving, so I'm looking for something closer to home. Do you see me getting this job, or do I have to wait for a teacher aid job? But I'm looking to get, like, hired October, November. And when do you see a love relationship coming in for me?
Journey, what do you have for Suzanne?
Right off the bat, when she was talking about the job situation, I do feel like job is taking a little bit longer than anticipated. But the opportunities do stand for you, and I do see someone something coming your way. We're looking at the November timeframe due to their hiring process, the way they do things, and the people.
Today's interview, they were hiring. I was going to know by tomorrow, and then start. They were going to start next week for this particular one.
That's not what I'm seeing. Not that job. The job I've seen.
You don't see me getting this one?
That's not what I'm seeing on this one, no.
Do you see me getting an interview for another one?
I do see an interview for another one, which starts at the beginning of November. That's what I saw.
Oh, I'm sorry. It starts at the beginning of November?
Yes.
Oh, so I should be getting an interview soon.
Right. There's another interview coming for you here real soon. And the thing is that it takes from now, I would say this next interview should be sometime next week. You should know something about it this week. Get it all set up for next week, and you should be interviewed and gone through the entire process and then hired on by November.
Okay.
That's what I got. I've seen that too many people applied at this job, so it got flooded. So they kind of also looks as though there were some people that they had in mind already, but they kind of went through this process anyway.
Oh.
So I honestly don't feel that the interview process with this has been fair. And unfortunately, some people that others that work with this company wanted to have hired on already are going to get the job.
Now, the interview, is it going to be far from where I'm moving? Because I really don't want to drive that far.
I don't believe it's too far from where you're at. But
no, I'm going to be moving in November.
Right, but I don't feel
okay.
It's going to be too far from where you're going to be. I said where you're at because I'm already considering you there.
Yeah, there was a teacher aide full-time
mm-hmm.
and then a monitor, I think, I applied for. I don't know which one it would be.
Well, I'm not sure. They're both in the same area. That's what I'm seeing here. But the thing is that I can't say which one it is because I'm not getting that detail as of yet. But I know it's going to be notification this week about the position, setting up the interview for next week, and then you go through the process. By the time the process is done, your paperwork is signed, you'll be working in November.
Well, that would be great. Yeah, I'm
mm-hmm.
looking for something about 6-7 hours a day, so I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
it would be that.
Right. So the thing is here, too, when it comes to love life, I feel like love will come your way, but when it comes to getting moved, getting the job, getting everything squared away, your month of October, your month of November, I'm not seeing anyone that's, you know, I just say that you can't go on dates. But I'm not seeing the person that you're really going to connect to in either one of those months. But as we go into December, communication with somebody that you can have that great connection with starts up. So we start the beginning of a relationship in December. Going into January, you'll be in a relationship. So that will build into a relationship. But as for the rest of October and November, I don't see it. But I think it has everything to do with your move. And, you know, with the work situation, and, like, your plate is full. So there's not really any time.
How am I going to meet this person? I don't want to meet them online. I have no luck online. I gave up on that. So how am I going to meet them?
That just shows that it showed in person, I assume, through your work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, like if you go to be a teacher aide or something, most
mm-hmm.
of all the people are married there.
Well, apparently this is it could be a parent. It could be, you know, somebody else there, but that's how you're going to meet them is through your work.
Yeah, I don't really see parents as a teacher aide at a school, you know, because I'm at the, I just do my job and go
you
home. I don't see any.
I'm not going to tell you that it's not something that can't happen because that's what I'm seeing here.
Okay, well, I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
That would
Holly,
be good.
Holly, would you like to add anything to that?
I think you covered it really well, Journey. I see a relationship beginning to bud and a flower in December, and then it growing gradually in the new year. So I see that absolutely. And as far as the job goes, I see that you will have employment and be working by November.
Well, here's another thing. I'm sorry. Showing me here that, you know, it says don't resist. There's a lot of resistance with you, and you seem to resist a lot of things. And I know that you've gone through quite a bit from what I can see here, but don't resist. It's also saying allow the energies that are being sent to you to be allowed in because you don't want to meet it with resistance.
Yeah, no, I'm not really resistant. I've just been meeting a lot of people that don't give me even a chance. Like one person said, oh, you don't have the same sense of humor as I do. We've been on 1.5 dates. I don't want to even try. Or they're older and they have no money to date. That's what I'm meeting.
Right.
But.
Well, yeah, that's something to take a look at. But this person.
Well, they're online, so you don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That mm-hmm. the person that you're dating that will come in December is going to be a little more open-minded and looking for a long-term relationship. So you really, you're not going to meet that issue with this person.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, really, really quick. Do you agree, too, that the job I have now is not for me? It's like,
I see you doing something else. That this is a temporary situation.
Yeah, I want to be like either a monitor in a school or a teacher aide, but I don't want to be a bus monitor. It's draining on me.
I completely understand that, and I see that changing for you beginning in November.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right.
Caller?
I am ready for the next caller.
Okay, you're
Hello?
On the air. Good golly, Miss Holly and Journey Ryan. How are you today?
Hello. How are both of you this evening?
We're great.
We're
Good.
Fabulous.
That's wonderful. Oh my gosh. What did you mean? My name, my birthday, or just my name? My name's Sharon.
Oh, hi,
well,
Sharon.
Hello,
Sharon. Just pretend like we're your best friends, and you're asking us a question.
Mm-hmm. I know, it is so funny. Well, my question is career related.
Uh-huh.
I was hired at a job during the COVID
yeah,
epidemic,
yeah.
And they hired me anyway. They were going to try me at home because everybody started working at home, and it worked out. I love it. And they extended my contract till the end of January,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if they're going to offer it permanent for me next year. It's a huge corporation, but if
yes.
I get permanent, I'll get a little bit more money. It's not even, but I'll get better benefits. Do you feel me being able to be offered permanent in the
yeah.
new year?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, I do too. Yeah,
that was immediate. Like there was no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt in their mind. They love your energy. You're very attentive. You pay attention to the smaller details that they want. And
okay.
you are, when you are listening to what they say, you hear everything. so it's clear. It's not something that has to be constantly repeated. And, no, do it again, or up, you didn't do this, or this, that, and the other thing. That's what they're having troubles with other people. You, they could leave alone. You could always do this job from home if you wanted to. Like, that's the kind of energy that I see with it. So, most definitely, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't offer it prior, but I feel like this is protocol.
And they can't because of COVID. There's so many rules. And, you know, I know the one person wants to hire me, but they have to go through higher up. Exactly.
Yeah.
They have to get it approved and go through all these channels just to do that. But, you know, it's really ironic because one of the girls, she's a lead. She's younger than me. She's not a manager, but she is the lead. She's been acting so strange lately. What is up her butt? It's a letter J. I know she's having personal problems.
Jealous.
Well, jealous is definitely one of the energies that I saw moving forward as well. But, you know, I also see here that, you know, the energy that she's got personal problems, but she's also trying to play a victim. She wants to be the victim. She wants to be the center of attention. She wants all these different things. And so if she doesn't get it one way, she uses another. She changes to the different avenue, another gear. She switches gears and tries something else. Or she'll try to be okay or happy. She'll, you know, whatever she can do. Because when she tries to be happy, she goes over the top with it. And if everybody's sick of it, she goes into victim mode. And if victim mode doesn't work, then she goes into quiet mode. And she's just got like so many, it's like there's 14 personalities in one little body, and you can't figure out which one's the one she's going to pull out next.
I agree with you. You just put that so perfectly. I've never looked at it objectively like that. Is she happy with my work? That's all that matters.
The work she's fine with.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because she's going to have she has a big say in whether they keep me or not. She's, like I said, she's the one that watches the work. There's five of us in that specific department.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see any problems with her, do you? I try to just, when she gets moody, I stay away from her. That's exactly what I do.
That's best to do that because she will take it out on you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Journey.
Oh, I was just going to say she's going to take it out on you, but go ahead, Holly.
You are one of the few people that is not a problem child.
Right.
So she definitely wants to keep you because she has problem children. That work for her.
Yeah, there are a couple that do. You are right. That's a good point.
So,
I don't get involved in that, though. I stay out of it.
And you're smart. But, Go ahead, sweetie.
Go on.
There's lots and lots of little backstabbing, chit-chat crud that's going on with the
children. Yep. Yeah, I know.
And stay out of it. And you'll be fine.
I know. I've noticed that.
Let the younger ones play with that.
You're so funny. The bottom line is you feel I'm going to be permanent with the benefits next year.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a nice evening, both of you, okay?
You too.
Can you keep me on so I can listen?
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, there we go. Okay, let's go to our next caller.
All right, let's do it.
You're on the air with
Hello.
Kelly. Hey, how are you?
Good. Sorry, I wasn't sure if I was on. I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing, guys? How are you doing, Jeremy?
I'm good. What's going on? Who are I? Pleasure to speak with today.
Sorry, my name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
All right. I love Pennsylvania. Lived out there a while ago, but I loved it.
It's nice. The weather is great. It's like getting in the 60s, 50s, and I just love it. I hate the heat.
I know. Terrible, but I love this time of the year. This is the best time to shut things off and start afresh.
I can't live in 100 degree weather, you know, in Arizona or the humidity of Florida. I don't know how to do it, quite frankly.
I don't know how to do it, and I'm in Georgia, so I can tell you.
Oh, boy. That's equally as hot as Florida.
Well, Florida's a little bit cooler than Georgia because of that ocean breeze. The ocean breeze cools
down. The only time I go to Florida is in the winter, and that's like summer for me.
I hear you. What can we do for you today, my dear?
Anyways, I wanted to ask a quick question about what you guys are picking up about my present job. I'm at this company for, I'm going to be actually on the 9th. I'll be turning 3 years at this company.
Okay.
And I work in the technology field. And I wanted to see what you're picking up from me as far as any promotions and expansions right now.
You want to go or you want me to do it?
I was just jumping right in there. when it came down to promotions come, but there's a delay in their promotion. I see reviews coming, and I feel like they're going to hold off on actually doing any type of promotion. Mm-hmm. And that actually has a lot to do with COVID. And the thing is that it's going to be delayed. And I'm talking about delays until we get to springtime of next year, unfortunately. But you are on that list to be promoted. You're not just going to get a raise or anything like that. You're going to be promoted. They do have you in mind. They do see things coming for you. But because everything's so kind of out of whack and they're not sure what's behind the next, you know, corner, they're kind of keeping everything a little close until, you know, things go further. Now, if something were to happen, let's say, and heaven forbid something does, but if something were to happen to somebody in management, then the position would, you know, pop up and then you would be the first one to advance. But as I'm seeing it, we're looking at like May of next year. So it's about 8 months out.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because like I've been in this role and I mean, somebody else got bumped up, but he's not at my level. And I'm always the first to come up with ideas without them asking me. I'm always the first to, like, you know, I'm going to create this user guide. Or right now I'm working in a dashboard. I just take it upon myself. And I study outside of working hours to figure things out, right? So they didn't ask me to do this. That's just the way I am. And I know it's just a way to get ahead, right? But I keep a lot of things to myself, and I just suck in the knowledge, whatever I'm learning, things I'm doing on the side. As a matter of fact, I'm studying to become an administrator of a software. I'm studying on the side. They don't know that. It's a very highly regarded certificate for a huge software that we have 150,000 clients around the world for this software. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
This company that makes millions of dollars. So, you know, we have the software. They don't use it much. But I'm always trying to do things here and there. But that's just the type of person I am. Because I know to get ahead, that's what you need to do. You just can't sit in one place and be stagnant, right, and do as it's told. So I hope, you know, like you said, I hope they're seeing all that, you know. And I hope I don't come across as too aggressive, but I'm just eager to show what I can do and bring to the table, mostly.
Well, I didn't see it as they've seen you as aggressive. It's more along the lines that they, you know, they want to do something for you, but they want to give you a position that's, you know, if we're going to promote you, we're going to give you a position that's well worth it.
Okay.
They want to bring you above them that they already brought up. That's what I got. Holly?
I feel it's going to be in the same technology stuff because it's funny you said that somebody is actually leaving, I think it's the middle of this month.
Mm-hmm.
They're like in a sort of like a mock-up design type of position.
Mm-hmm.
And they're leaving. They haven't told me anything, you know. So I don't know. So
yeah.
What about?
Mm-hmm. Sweetie, when women are ambitious, it's called being aggressive. When men are ambitious, it's just called being ambitious. Okay?
Okay. Well, that's not going to change the way I am.
No, you need to be ambitious. The one thing that I do want to tell you, though, is I agree with Journey on every count, but I want you to start looking for another job. Because all this studying that you're doing and all this learning that you're doing will serve you well and get you more money somewhere else.
Right. I just don't want to leave right now. Now is not the right time because of COVID.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But right. I completely understand. But your angels are telling me to start putting out, you don't have to leave. Okay. I'm not telling you to leave. What I'm telling you to do is put feelers out. Okay. And start exploring your options.
Right. The reason I haven't yet, because I'm waiting to become certified for the software.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of studying. I even signed up for classes online. It's self-study. I'm also
mm-hmm.
practicing, you know, the software. And until I'm ready, I'm not going to do that exam. And I'm not going to start looking. You know what I mean? And so just to do the exam, pass or fail, it's $200.
Yes,
and
I
that's how you
completely
become.
Understand
you
that.
Can become certified X amount of time, and every time in small weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal. That's my goal.
I completely understand. But you need to let people close to you, that contacts that you have in the industry, just politely drop in conversation what you're doing that are not
okay.
affiliated with your work, okay? Just to get the ball
right,
rolling.
Right.
Just to get the ball rolling.
Right. I just didn't feel I was ready.
Very, very well.
I don't have the certification. That's why I wanted something with more weight. You know what I mean? I don't want
mm-hmm.
to feel incomplete yet. So.
Yeah, but you're very good at what you do. And you just never know.
Right.
So keep
okay.
an option open. Okay?
Okay. We'll do. Okay.
All righty. You're welcome.
All right.
Let's see.
She's got a lot of good potential for a lot of things to happen for her, but when it came to that promotion, it felt like it was very. And that was the other option, was if the manager, somebody from management left, she wasn't going to get promoted at this time.
Right.
So it would take somebody in management to actually leave for them to even recognize her at that point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's terrible.
It is. But that is the way of things sometimes. Ugh.
I know.
Let's hit our next caller.
Right. Let's do it.
You're on the air.
Hello.
With Good Girl, Miss Holly. Hi.
Hi, this is Mindy from Washington. How are you guys?
Hi, Mindy.
Hi. So I've got a question. I was on my way to Florida, but I don't think I'm going to go now. But I don't know, just because the person I was going to go down there with, I don't know if he's I've got a bad taste in my mouth with him. But anyway, I don't know what you guys are picking up on that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just, you know, looking too deep into things and they're just not there or what.
You're not wrong.
I was just going to say the same thing because I was seeing here that backing out of going, and so I don't feel like that's the wrong decision. I actually feel like it's a good decision, but what's going to happen with this backing out is there's going to be a little aggravation with the fact that you backed out, but all of a sudden the energy is going to be overwhelming with, oh, I feel so good, oh, you know, it's all happy-go-lucky, let's kiss and makeup, and it's going to be all happy days. But it's because you're not coming right now. So everything goes back to happy days. It's a game. I feel like it's going to continue to keep being a game. I don't like the energy. And I see somebody else that's going to be trying to get your attention here, like real soon. I already see another person that wants your attention, but I don't feel like you want theirs. But I am seeing somebody else, somebody new, that is way, way more worth your time. Now, I'm not going to say just walking away from this situation, like that's going to be an easy task or anything like that. I can't say that because I know what love is like, and it can be a little tedious sometimes. But you can stand
but
your ground.
But I feel like I'm not in love with him anymore. I feel like he just kind of like instantly became a pedophile to me. Like he instantly just got, I mean, like he knows everything I'm going through with my children. And it's like, he just showed his true colors and he was trying to protect it. And I'm like, you're just a creep. I mean, Charles Manson's gotten caught and he's like, you don't have any right to judge me. And I'm like, well, we have a right to judge Charles Manson. I mean, I'm certainly not going to move in with Charles, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You're not ready for that.
Especially across the universe. Sorry, mm-hmm. not happening. I think
yeah,
I'd rather kill myself. Take the glory
away.
For it. I don't know.
Walk away. I know it's, you know, I'm not saying that this, you know, connection of communication is not going to, I know communication is still going to happen back and forth between the two of you. But my suggestion 100% is to walk away. Like I said, there's already one person that wants to get in touch with you that I don't really feel like you're connecting with, but someone new is on the horizon and they're not far away. And I mean, not far away, like this month, not far away.
See, now I'm scared because I don't want to stay here either because I'm trying to bring out a bazooka to some people in high authority. And I know I'm going to get annihilated if I stay in this area. So that kind of just ruins everything that I was planning on doing.
Mm-hmm.
At this point,
I don't feel like your options are closed as to moving away from the area, because I'm not seeing that as a closed door. It may have a delay, but it's not closed. But going to Florida, I wouldn't recommend it at all. No matter what the situation is, what you've got, you know, that the big thing that you've got going on. I feel like you can delay it for just a little bit longer, but another door is opening for you. I do not pick Florida, do not walk through that Florida door no matter what.
I won't. Thank you. I just needed confirmation on that.
Yeah, trust your instinct on that one. You are right, 100%.
You're very intuitive. Trust it.
Okay.
God gave you that gift for a reason. Trust it. And I can tell
you
that.
Yeah, and I'm always doubting it. I always doubt it. And I'm never wrong. And it's like, and I do it because other people think I'm wrong. And so it's like, well, golly, am I wrong? But I don't know.
Okay, so here's the thing. Let me tell you how I look at it. And this is going to sound extreme. And I think Journey's going to roll his eyes, but whatever. So when you get that knowing, and you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's God, that's your spirit guide, that's your angel saying, oh, no, we ain't going down this path, uh-uh, okay? Or, yes, this is a good thing, or, you know, so are you going to believe your angels or the people around you?
Right, yeah, no, I'd like to think I'm wrong, but, you know, because there is that, you know, let's give this person a chance, but it leaves an icky feeling. So, yeah, and my angels are not
but
wrong.
But how many chances do you
wrong.
Give a person? This doesn't look like the first chance.
Yeah, no, huh?
Well,
ugh.
Journey is more tolerant than I am. Let's just put it that way. If I get that black, icky goo feeling in my stomach, you do not get one chance with me. You get none.
Huh.
Okay?
See, okay. That's what this is probably why I end up going for these people that are so bad for me that I end up so regretting later is because I feel, what is that about? Why do I keep picking the same type of pieces of, you know?
Yeah.
Because you want to fix them. You want to help them.
I was just
going to
say the same thing.
Good in them. That's why.
But there's not good to be found in them. That's what I don't understand. There's like none. And so here I am like flaying my heart out.
There is an underlying. There is an underlying energy.
Okay, well, we're going to have to agree with this. But anyway.
Well, there's an underlying reason of good. That's what she sees. She sees that everybody has that. Inner child. It's the one thing that we tuck away as an adult because we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to deal with the emotional.
Underneath the concrete journey.
Yes. Well, somebody goes in
it's
there
underneath
with
the concrete, so I need to like really start getting real with myself is what you're saying.
Yeah. What I'm saying is you don't need to get a, you know, if somebody and you know the feeling I'm talking about, that pit in the stomach and the type of person, you walk into a room, you talk to this person, and you want to go home and immediately take a bath. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
We don't play with those people.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. You're not
right.
Crazy.
Also, those types of people have been keeping you from finding the actual one true person that you're supposed to be with, because you're so busy fixing them and you're walking away from those who are knocking on the door that want to be with you, and you're fixing this guy and you're paying and giving him all of your attention, and you're working, you know, your butt off to support him and his decisions, and, you know, that's what you're doing. And so you're not getting there's no appreciation for you either. So, and here's the other thing I saw with you, is that fixing them up, and then they go away and go be with somebody else, and they treat them like gold.
Right.
And you got what you got was the broken person that needed to be fixed, and when they got fixed, they ran off to go find Goldilocks, because you were not what they've seen as, you were not the girlfriend, you were mama. You came in as mama, and you fixed it. So, because who fixes little boy's problem? Mommy fixes little boy's problem. Who gives little boys their ego? Their dads and their bros and their friends or whoever they're hanging out with. That's who gives them their ego. So, you were coming off as the mother figure until they figured out that they're fixed and now they can go treat somebody like gold. But I'll always talk to you and I'll always thank you. Well, that's wonderful. I'll put that under my pillow at night. Hopefully it'll pay my bills in the morning, because I didn't realize I was a therapist.
Okay. Okay.
So we've kind of gotten our soapbox here.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
You
all
are
right.
Welcome.
Have a good night.
Honey. Have a great
night.
All
right.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you guys. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, goodness, we're scary. I tell you, we are just so scary.
I am nice. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice, and you can't prove otherwise.
Actually, I can, but that's a whole different conversation. So, anyway.
That's your opinion.
Okay. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly and Journey Ryan. How are you this evening?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure. What can we do for you, my dear?
Yes, I was wondering, could you pick up anything in the area of career? Had a bit of a struggle in that, and just trying to see what direction I should go in.
Okay. Well, I do see opportunity right off the bat coming on the horizon, but we're looking at the end of the month of October. Some opportunities brought to you. I don't know if you're using a platform, but I keep seeing online. Are you using like Indeed or maybe LinkedIn or something to that nature?
Yes.
Okay. That's where I see the direction coming from. So this opportunity comes in. It pays well. It takes about a week to get in, but you have a job starting right at the beginning. End of October going into November is when I see the job starting. But when it comes to finding this job, you're looking at probably about another week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Holly, you want to add?
I have a couple of things. Number one, be open to options that you may not expect, okay? Because that's what I'm getting. And also, they're telling me that you need to take some type of class. You're going to get this job, but you need to take some type of class. Shocking.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
You need to take some type of class.
Okay.
And it's in the creative field, actually, and they're telling me that you need to start your own side business as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're very, very creative. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is a confirmation. That, yes. So thank you for that.
Go for it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. But be aware of some very dishonest people coming your way. Okay. As far as this new business opportunity goes, and just watch your back a little bit, but you're going to do well. Do very well.
Okay. New opportunity, you know, for this job that you're taking on, use it as a tool to help build the business that you're creating now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all this is a stepping stone to get your business off the ground where you can walk away from this other job.
Okay. Thank you so much, because I've been toiling with this thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good evening.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see who's next up.
All right.
Let's see. Well, come on. There you go. Hello, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly and Journey Ryan. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you? This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. What can we do for you, sweetie?
So I'm looking for a job, and I'd like to know what you see for me about that.
Are you currently employed? I keep seeing old employment still around.
No, I'm not employed. I'm looking for work. I've had a couple emails from people saying that I'm being considered, but I haven't heard anything yet about getting an interview.
Oh, okay. Now, is that from the old job or the new? Because the reason I ask is that your old employer is the one that I see popping up that still wants to bring you in. They're still connected to you, like they want to bring you back.
I don't know. So I do contract work, and the last client that I worked with, that was back in March, you know, when COVID hit and everything. Mm-hmm. And so the agency that I worked for mm-hmm. that client, they haven't reached out to me for any more work. But I have submitted, in the past I submitted with this other agency,
mm-hmm.
and he emailed me today saying that the job that I submitted for, like in July even,
mm-hmm.
that's coming back up around, and he wanted to know where I was, what was going on with me, and that he said they're now coming back around with that because I guess they were having issues around financing the project.
Right.
So I wrote back to him, and I still haven't heard back. He didn't reply back yet. But I wrote back to him saying I was available and I'm interested.
So that's the old job trying to come back for it. Okay. That makes sense to me now. The other thing is that other opportunities do come. They are coming your way. The COVID thing is still playing a huge part in everything that's going on. That's not going to go away anytime soon. So there's going to be I keep seeing like these, like different companies. I don't see one direct company that's going to be contacting you. I feel it's multiple, companies having you do, smaller things, mm-hmm. nothing real big, but something that will continue to bring in finances for you.
Yeah, do you see actually landing a job, not just doing an interview, but landing it?
No, I see you landing these little contract deals from all these different places, but the one job that I saw was the old job coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see the same thing. I see lots of I keep seeing like little breadcrumbs, okay? So to me, that mm-hmm. means little jobs, lots and lots of little jobs, and piecing together an income. and it looks set to happen very, very soon. And then this job that you were up, that is coming back around from July.
Yeah.
That is going to come to fruition. There were some problems, like you said, funding it. And then there was some problems with the person that was overseeing that job. And so all of that has been taken care of. So that job should be coming your way relatively soon. Look for that in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, great. Great.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, thanks so much, both of you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great night.
That was fun.
I kind of felt her energy when she came on was a little saddened because she was expecting something to happen a little bit more. And, of course, COVID really kind of threw her job, the way she does it, off track. Because it kind of put everybody at a halt. And
mm-hmm.
then I seen the old job wanting to bring her back because they knew what she had to offer. So they will bring her back. But the thing is that, you know, I seen little jobs throughout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. We've got time for one more caller.
Sure.
You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Polly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Whatever you guys can pick up for me that's coming up for the better for me, that's next.
Okay, can we have your name, please?
Sure, it's Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, okay, I love that name. That's pretty. Journey, what do you have for her?
There's lots of change. Lots of change. I'm seeing change with friends, change with family, change. Everybody's changing. Like, it's time for you to put your foot down. That's what I keep seeing. It's like, it's time for change. Put your foot down. Don't take the nonsense anymore. I'm not saying to argue with people. I just feel like you need to take a hold of your life and do what's best for you. Finances are definitely going to start coming up. I would say going towards November, that's what it seems, is like there's money coming in. And it's going to help benefit you and put you in a bigger and better position than you are today. So that's something that's good. Family situations, try to stay out of any of the family arguments. Don't take any sides. That was another thing that I saw that was coming around is family arguments. Try to stay out of them to the best of your abilities. Just say, I don't know anything about that. That's up to y'all. Kind of leave that in their own court. You look like a mediator, like you're constantly helping people and keeping them in balance. And right now you need to focus your energies on you because life's changing for you. And that was the biggest thing is that this is the time for you to shut off the old energy, to open the door for the new energy, and to be able to move forward. You need to be able to look forward to your finances. You need to be able to look forward to being happy and not dealing with everybody. And, you know, allow yourself to grow, and I keep seeing balance in love life as well.
Cool. Appreciate it.
No problem. Holly, what's up over there? Them beautiful cards you got.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. We've only got about a little less than 90 seconds left, so I did want to let everybody know and ask you to please follow Good Golly Miss Holly, the radio show, and I have a nice big announcement. I am going to be doing my very first YouTube Live reading session this Friday at 8 o'clock.
Whoa.
Yes, I know. I'm scared to death. So if y'all want to come out.
She'll be fine.
If y'all want to come out and support me and see me via video on YouTube Live. The channel is Good Golly Miss Holly. And I would love to see y'all there. And Journey, thank you so much for coming in and giving me a hand tonight. You are just so awesome. And as you know, you're just bringing those wonderful people.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I appreciate everybody. And thank y'all so much. Good night, and we will talk with y'all on Thursday. I've got another show on Thursday this week. Okay? So everybody,
all right,
have a great night.